Tamara Singleton from Dallas. A few weeks ago, everything was fine. You're going on with your life. And now it's almost like the world stood still. Went from just wanting to observe to actually participating in the protests. Unfortunately, you know, it's inconveniencing, you know, a lot of people, but we're still here. We're still alive. Nothing compares to what those families have to endure.
My name is Emmanuel Murray, and I'm from Little Rock, Arkansas.
It didn't surprise me. I told everybody it was bound to happen eventually. I mean, black people tired of getting killed by the police, so they try to retaliate, even though that ain't exactly going to solve anything, but that's just the mentality that's out there.
I'm Kimberly Brown from Fort Worth, Texas. You know, it's been a lot of killings around, and I think it's a disaster. It's going to make things worse, basically. But I feel like now we're going to get some type of attention to what's been going on as far as the police brutality, you know?
My name is Giovanni Jeter, and I'm from Dallas, Texas. You know, just going out in public, there's things that I can't do that, you know, I can't go out in public and hold a gun at my waistline or else I will be accused of something innocently really quick.
Jaquez Crenshaw, and I'm from Dallas, Texas. Feels like the world is going to hell, like we're falling completely off. You kill one black person, it affects all of us in the long run.